Okay, Be'ez Hashem, today we're continuing in the second paragraph of the Sechus Kiddushin. We're up to Parak Beis, Mishnah Yud. HaMakadish B'Trumos. If someone's Makadish a woman with Trumos, U'B'Maisros, or with Maisros, U'B'Matanos, or with Matanos of a Kuhuna that go to Kohen from an animal that you bring as a carbon, the Zerah, the Chayayim, the Keva, U'B'Meichatos, or he uses the water that they're going to mix with Paraduma ashes, U'B'Eifrachatos, or the ashes of the Paraduma, Harez Mukadash, in all those cases, she is Mukadash as Fafilu Yisrael. And even someone who's not a Kohen, not a Levi, who doesn't normally have Truma or Meiser or Matnos Kuhuna, he could be a Mekadesh woman with these things if he got them, you know, legally, meaning if he got them from his grandfather who was a Kohen or a Levi or something like that, maternal grandfather. So she's still going to be Mekadesh if he uses these items. So now moving on to Paragimel, Mishnah Aleph. So a man says to a woman, to his friend, go be Mekadesh me, a particular woman. V'alach v'kitchel atzmo. But then the shliach goes and chaps her for himself. Mekudeshes. She is mekudeshes to the shliach, even though the shliach did not behave nicely. V'cheino omer li'isha. Similarly, if a guy says to a woman, harei mekudesh li'lach shel shemiyom. I want you to be mekudeshes to me starting in 30 days, after 30 days from now. Uba acher v'kitchel b'toch shloshim. And someone else came within those 30 days was mekadesh or mekudeshes sheni. She's mekudeshes to that second guy, because the first guy's kiddushin is not going to be chal until the 30 days are over. By that time, she's already married. Bas Yisrael, the Kohen, if she was a Bas Yisrael who had the kiddushin done with a Kohen in such a way, meaning the second guy is a Kohen, tochel b'truma. She's married to him, so she's allowed to eat truma. Me'achshav v'lachar shloshim yom. But if he adds in one word, you're mekudeshes to me, not in 30 days from now, but from now, after 30 days. Uba achar v'kitchav b'toch shloshim yom, and someone came and was mekadesh within the 30 days, mekudeshes. We assume that she is Safek Mekudeshes. We don't know whether the first guy meant that the Kiddushin should be Chal now, or that the Kiddushin should be Chal Yachshol Shemyom. Nafkamin is the second guy's Kiddushin Chal. And therefore, Bas Yisrael, the Kohen, no Bas Kohen, the Yisrael, lo tochel b'truma. She's not going to be allowed to eat truma in either direction, because we do not know who her real husband is. So let's review what we learned today. In Perek Bey's Mishnah Yud, we had said that if a man is Mekadesh a woman with Trumas Maisos or Matnos Kuhuna or the Mechatos or the Eferchatos, she's Mekudeshes even if the guy is a Yisrael. And then in Mishnah, Paragimel Mishnah, we said that someone who says to his friend, go be Mekadesh a woman for me, and the guy went and was Mekadesh for himself, he didn't do nice, but she's Mekudeshes to that guy. And if a guy says to a woman, you should be Mekadeshes to me after 30 days, and someone else is Mekadesh within the 30 days, she's Mekudeshes to that second guy, and if he's a Kohen, she's allowed to eat Truma. But if the guy, first guy said, Me'achshav l'achar shloshim yom, then we're not sure what he meant. Did he really mean Me'achshav, or did he really mean Le'achshol Shabiyom? And therefore it's a suffix. So if he's a Kohen, we're not going to allow her to eat Truma. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Paragimel, Mishnah Beis.